Claudia and I, this weekend, we got a chance to go to the couples retreat that they had in Tyler, Texas. I tell you, that was a blast. I tell you, I had so much fun. I never laughed so hard in all my life. The things, the comedians that talked, the speakers that talked, I tell you, it was pretty intense. And it was all about marriage, about love. It was about divorce, folks that have gone through divorce and how God still loves you. It was about sex. I mean, I'm telling you, it was embarrassing. I spent about an hour this color right here, my face. And Claudia, too, because, I mean, there was a doctor there that was talking, and it was left nothing to your imagination. It was unreal, but it was such a blessing when Christian brothers and sisters get together, even on something like that. There was couples there that had trouble. There were couples that didn't have trouble. There was just couples that just needed a little fine-tuning. Everybody went away with something. There's this one thing I want to tell you this morning is that I love you. I do. I love you. You know, that statement is one of the most powerful statements that we could ever hear have someone say to us. Those three words, I love you. We want, you know, we love to hear it from our spouse. We love to hear it from our parents. We love to hear it from our brothers and sisters in Christ. We love to hear those three words from our children when they say them to us. Daddy, I love you. Mama, I love you. We love to hear it from our grandchildren, those of us that have grandchildren. Papa, I love you. Gigi, I love you. These are words that when we hear them, it just warms our heart to hear those words. But y'all, there are thousands upon hundreds of thousands of kids in America that don't never get to hear those words because of broken homes, because of fathers that have left. And I'm not talking about divorce here. I'm talking about abandonment, where the father just has kids. Look in Boston. With all the stuff that's been going on, these kids that get on TV and they do all these things that are rioting, a lot of them are just never hear that those words that I love you, that I care for you, that I want the best for you. I want to take care of you. Our young men and women, our children need desperately to hear these words. You know, somehow though through time, we men have got it in our heads that it's unmanly to say that I love you. My dad was one of those guys. I mean, at first, he just never wanted to say it. I mean, he would just kind of give you a little side hug and glad to see you, son. And I'd tell him, I love you, Dad. And he'd go, uh-huh. But it was in his DNA. His dad never told him that he loved him. So that's what he learned. His dad never told him that. What his dad did give him was meanness. He was brutal. Even men, it's hard for us to say I love you to another man, to a brother. It's hard. But when you say, I love you to a brother in Christ, it's not the same. It has a different total meaning. It means that I'm praying for you, that I care for you, that I want the best for you, just like when we talk about, when we say it to our kids. We care about each other. When we tell each other, we're letting them know that we're praying for them and whatever's going on in their life that week, the trials that they're going through. I mean, how many of y'all had something go wrong this week? Whew. If you're breathing this morning and you're awake, Something has happened to you in the last week or two. Something has gone wrong in your life. Isn't it nice when you hear someone tell you, hey, I love you, and I know you're having a hard time this week or this month, or you're having a bad year, and I'm praying for you, and I love you, and I care what happens to you. It just changes things in our heart to know that there's somebody who cares. This is what Jesus had in mind when he talked to us about loving each other. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 13:13. This is a verse that I've preached about many times. And I'm just going to quickly go through it. Three things will last forever, Jesus says. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. In 14:1 it says, let your love be your highest goal. We have to be able to love each other. We have to be able to express to each other that we love each other. Not only to our kid. It's easy a lot of times to say it to our children, but it's hard to tell a sister in Christ that you love them. It's hard for a brother to tell another brother in Christ that he loves them. But we need to do that. We need to know that that our brothers have committed themselves to our well-being, and they care what happened to us, what's going on in our life. No matter what happens in your life, God loves you. Doesn't make any difference. He says, I love you unconditionally. That's how we're supposed to love each other, isn't it? Isn't it? We're supposed to love each other no matter what's going on. You may not like me. I might not like everything that's going on or what you're doing in your life, but I love you. That's the way it should be. Unconditional. When all that have kids and you've had them grown up, they don't always do everything that you think they should do, do they? Why? They have a mind of their own. If you could do that, it would almost be like puppets. You know, you'd say, you know, son, you shouldn't do that. That's stupid. If you do that, this is going to happen to you. And he does it, and guess what? That's the way it happens. But you've got to let him do it. There's nothing that you can do to stop it. There's nothing you can do to stop your daughter from doing it. Because they're not puppets. Well, that's the way God feels about us. He could make us obey him. He could make us do what is best for us, but he doesn't. But he wants that for us, just like we want the best for our children. We want to love them. But we need to let each other know that we stand by them, that we love them, that we're unafraid to say, I love you. The most powerful words that you're ever going to hear, I love you. In John 13:34-35, it says, so now, this is Jesus again speaking, so now I am giving you a new commandment. Now this is a commandment. We've got different commandments, but this is a new one that Jesus gave. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you're my disciples. When people in the outside see you and they see how you love each other, that's something that they want bad. They would love to have it. They see you acting and talking different than they are, and they're going, you know, there's something, that guy must be a Christian. He must walk and believe in Jesus Christ, because that's what Jesus said. In the early church, they didn't have to wonder if they were a Christian or not. They were helping people and giving everything that they had to each other and telling each other daily that they loved each other. And if, do you need anything? Do you want anything? What's going on? And the outside folks would go, what is going on with those people? Man, they really love each other. They must be disciples of Jesus Christ because that's what He did. This world, believe it or not, needs to know that we're disciples of Christ and that we love them. You're not going to be I call it a girly man by telling someone else that you love them. You're going to be a real man, one that's secure in himself, when you can say, I love you, instead of going, I really appreciate you, dude. You know, or you say it real quiet, I love you, and if nobody's looking. Brothers, we need to let each other know that we love each other. We need to let each other know that we care about what's going on in our daily life. And sisters, too, we need to tell each other, brother to sister, sister to brother, we're a family, are we not? What family doesn't tell each other that they love them? There's a lot of them out there that do. They never hear those words. But this is supposed to be a family of God. We need to be telling each other that we love each other and that we care about each other. Love is the foundation that grounds our soul. It makes us steady and firm. Love does this. When we know that we're loved, it grounds us and steadies us. It balances us. When we're on the beam of life, when we're out there all alone, we think, we know we're never alone. Never. If you are a believer, you are never alone. And you are always loved. Someone loves you and someone cares about you. But it grounds us. It keeps us from drifting from side to side. It plants you and steadies you and balances your life. Love shapes the present. It also shapes your future. I love you. I love you this morning. Don't leave this building if you do not know the love of Christ. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have a clue what I'm talking about. And I'm sorry. I hate it like everything. If you've never felt that love, that unconditional love, don't leave today without it. It's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. Maybe you've had one of those weeks that you just felt like that nobody really cares about me and what's going on in my life. That is a lie from hell. That is a lie from the master of lies, Satan himself. Because as brothers and sisters, we care what's going on in your life. We care what happens to you and on a daily basis. So be sure and use those three words. Don't say it if you don't mean it. Because when you're a Christian, that love is the love that God provides. It flows to you like a river. Get everybody wet with it. Let that just splash out and get everybody. Let them see the love of Christ in you. Don't hide it. Don't hide it under a bushel. Like the Bible says, don't hide your feelings for Christ and what Christ is doing in your life. Let everybody see it. Get everybody wet with it. Anybody that comes close to you should be going, "Woo, son, there's something different about that person. That person's on fire. I just feel this love coming out of them like, man, it's just unbelievable. I love you. I love you." We all need to hear those words. God loves us. It says, you can love because I first loved you. Jesus loves us. So let's share that love with each other and everyone out there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray, Lord, that as we go out of this place today, Father, that we will know that you love us, that you care about every little bitty stinking detail that's going on in our life, all the good, all the bad, it doesn't matter. You love us right where we are, that we don't have to clean up nothing in our life, Lord, to come to you. You want us just as you are. You loved us while we were yet still in sin. You still loved us unconditional. I pray, Lord, that we would love folks unconditionally. We would let them feel your love. If we don't do anything else, Lord, I just pray that we love the way that we know that we should. And that you just fill our hearts with love enough, Lord, that we can just let it spill out upon everybody that we come in contact with. I love you, Lord, and I just thank you for what you do for us each and every day. And I thank you for my salvation and for the salvation of those present. Love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope y'all have a blessed day today. We've got our potluck, so we're going to do a real quick blessing, and then everybody can get ready. And then if you're a leader of a team, don't forget after the potluck we need to get together and have a leadership team meeting. So don't run off. Okay. I love you. It's so good to see everybody here this morning. Let's have a word of prayer for the meal. Father, just thank you for your many blessings, Lord. I thank you for the food that you're going to put down on the tables, Lord, and those that prepared it. I just pray we'd have a great time of fellowship together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Y'all have a blessed day and a blessed week.